主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to study the Bible together today.
今天晚上要用你们今日当知道做题目跟大家来分享。
And so, tonight we're going to study the topic "You Shall Know" today.
这是摩西对以色列百姓的吩咐。今日你们就要知道这以下的很重要的事实。
And this is what Moses said to the Israelite people. You shall know today these truths.
因为他在生命记里面一再重复强调神的律法。
And because in the book of Deuteronomy, he emphasizes the laws.
其实最重要就是有关于神的诫命。
And the most important is God's commandments.
那讲了神的诫命之后，他都要求百姓要爱神，要专心侍奉神。
And he tells the people to love God and to serve him.
然后同时他都强调要认识神，要知道神的作为。
And to know God and to know his creation.
所以我们今天晚上来看看摩西对百姓的吩咐，有关于你当知道的事。
And so tonight we're going to study what Moses tells the Israelite people what they should know today.
对我们今天来说，在信仰上的提醒也是很关键的。
And for us today, it is also a reminder for us.
我们现在来看第四章，《生命记》第四章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第四章三十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 39.
所以今日你要知道。也要记在心上，天上地下唯有主，他是神，除他以外再无别神。
39. Therefore know this day and consider in your heart that the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath, there is no other.
这里提到说第一件要知道的事情就是神是独一无二的，没有其他可以跟神来比较的。
And the first thing that Moses mentions is that there is only one God.
他说要记住，要记在这个心上。
And to remember this in your heart.
天上地下，唯有主，他是神。
And that there is only God in heaven above and on earth.
所以就是要我们能够真的了解神是独一的主，他是唯一的真神。
And to, for us to understand that God is the one true God.
因为他现在他讲的所以表示他前面有讲了一堆原因，到最后他得到一个这个结论呢。
And so, because at the beginning of the verse he says therefore, which means that this is his conclusion.
哦，那前面的原因是什么？为什么他说最后他得到这个结论，只有主是神呢
？And so, what did he say before this that he came to this conclusion?
他到从第三十二节开始说，你去看看，你去查考以前的世代。
And so, from verse 32, it says that concerning the days that are past.
就是说从神造人以来啊，从天这边到天那边，他说曾经有什么什么民听见神从火中说话的声音啊，然后曾经有没有神做过这样的事情是被别的民族所知道的。
And then so he says, since the day that God created man on earth and asked from one end of the heaven to the other, whether any great thing like this has happened or anything like it has been heard.
第三十四节特别说，诶，曾经有没有什么 国民的人、哦、曾经看到神用试验、神迹、奇事、征战、大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，并大而大可畏的事，向主你的神在埃及，在你们眼前为你们所行的一切事呢？
And in verse 34, Moses asked him, is there any another nation by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by mighty hand and an outstretched arm and by great terrors according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt.
也就是说你曾经有听过有这样的事情发生吗？
And he is asking the people, have you ever heard something like this that has happened before?
是发生在除了以色列百姓之外的任何一个民族吗？
And have you heard of it happening to any other nation other than the Israelite people?
表示是肯定没有的。
And for sure there's none.
那所以第三十五节那显得这些神迹奇事神的大能作为是要显给你看，要让你知道唯有主他是神，除他以外再无别神。
And so in verse 35 to you it was shown that you might know the Lord himself is God, there is none other besides him.
所以他现在神的显的这些作为，他目标他的目的就是要让他的选民了解 只有他们所敬拜这位才是唯一的真神。
And so, this what he says is for the gods, for the people to understand that there's no other god like the god that they worship.
神的这些作为大能的手伸出来的膀臂，是专门要让他的百姓了解，只有他是神，没有一个神，没有任何一个什么东西是可以像他这样行事的。
And all the works that God does for his people is to show them that there's no other God that will be able to do this for them.
就是从神的作为里面去看到他是神。
And so through his works, we are able to see that he is God.
所以我们当知道我们的神是独一的。
So we know that our God is the one and only true God.
这是神他的诫命里面的第一条。
And this is the first commandment.
所以五章的第六节。
In chapter 5, verse 6.
五章六节，我是主你的神，曾将你从埃及地领出，为你住家领出来。
Verse 6, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
第七节说，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Verse 7, you shall have no other gods before me.
表示说，这是我们对我们所敬拜这位神应当要有的态度，只有他是真神。
And so this is the type of attitude we must have when we are worshiping God.We should have no other gods.
那所以我们今天在这个世代里面，面对这个各种思想邪说，在我们周遭里面在传递的时候，我们要很小心的。
So, in society, we might encounter many different types of thinking and thoughts, and so we need to be very careful.
我们今天所拜的这个神是绝对的。
And the God that we worship is Almighty.
Absolute.
Oh, is
只有他是绝对的，是 absolute.
Oh, absolute. Okay. So the God that we worship is absolute.
就是没有任何一个可以跟他站在同样的位置上，在那同等的角色来掌握这个世界的。
And there's no one else that is his equal and who has an control of this world.
他是被尊崇，只有他，所以没有任何可以跟他同比较。
And so it is only him, and no one is comparable to him.
所以今天。有很多的信仰，其他宗教里面，他们把一些受造物或者是人，把它抬高成为神。
You know, and there's many in many religions, there are when they exalt a person and say that they are a god.
今天即使在基督教里面，也有许多的基督徒不认为我们所拜的这个神主耶稣基督是独一的。
And so, even among Christians, there are people who do not believe that the God, Jesus Christ is the one true God.
有的人已经认为说，神可以用不同的形象显现，所以在基督教里面是耶稣基督，在其他信仰里面可能就是他们所拜那个神，但是可能是同一个神。
And so, they believe that in Christianity that it is Jesus Christ, but maybe in another religion, it's just God manifesting himself in a different form.
但其实不是这样子的。
However, this is not true.
我们的神是独一的。
Our God is the one true God.
他自己成为人来到人间向我们显现，让我们了解认识他。
He came down as man for us to understand and to know him.
所以这位真神是创造宇宙天地唯一的创造主。
And this God that we worship is the one true God and the creator of our world.
在旧约那个时代里面，他就是用这些神迹奇事来显明他自己本身的独特性。
And this in the Old Testament, he uses these signs and wonders to show his uniqueness.
那在耶稣基督来到人间以后，他就用人的样式在人间向我们显明他的本性以及他所要施行的救恩。
And in the New Testament, through Jesus Christ, he shows the example of how man is supposed to be before him.
所以耶稣基督是神道成肉身。
So Jesus Christ is God coming down as flesh.
主耶稣基督他是神。
Jesus Christ is God.
他同时带有血肉之躯，他也是真正的人。
And even though he is flesh and blood, so he is a man.
是有人性的。
And he has human nature.
他是跟为了救我们，所以他跟来到人间跟我们一样。
And so, and in order to give us salvation, he came down, to become like us.
所以我们要能够分辨，今天有很多想法，他们认为说，这个神有一个叫做光明的神，一个叫做黑暗的神。所以这个就是一般人所说的二元论，两个不同的世界，两个不同的主宰。
And so we need to be able to differentiate. For example, there's a religion that believes there's a God of light and a God of darkness, and that.
这两个神是同等的,
and that they are equal to one another.
哦, 一个管这边, 一个管那边,
and one guards the light and one guards the darkness.
啊, 所以其实这是一个, 这是在神面前, 啊, 是一个非常错误的观念的,
and this is a faulty concept in front of God.
因为这里, 这里在强调, 像我们生命记里面, 他所强调就是神, 他是唯一的,
and so in Deuteronomy, it's emphasizing that God is the one true God.
现在这位神在我们当中, 成为主耶稣基督来到我们当中来显明了他这个特质。
And now God has come down as Jesus Christ to show his
他的特质, 神是人, 他成为人,
his attributes as a human.
这是为什么希伯来书第二章里面这样说。
And this is why it says in Hebrews chapter 2.
第二章第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
儿女 既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死来败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Chapter 2, verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
15.
And release those who fear, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
这个就在强调这位独一的神道成肉身啊来救我们。
So this here, these verses emphasize that God came down as flesh and blood to save man.
那为什么神他需要透过这个过程来救这些有血肉之躯的人呢？
And so why does God have to go through this process to save man?
因为如果神没有来救人，就在这个
And because if God did not come to save us, then we would die in death.
那因为神是爱, 所以他不忍心他所创造的这些人, 本来称为他的儿女的这些人灭亡。
And so because God is love, he does not want to see the children that he created become destroyed.
所以主耶稣基督他来到人间, 来显明, 来具体化神的爱。
And so Jesus Christ came down as man to show us God's love.
好, 所以这样一个主耶稣基督所表明的这个神的爱, 其实在生命记里面, 摩西在讲这个有关于神的时候, 他已经放进去了。
And so regarding the love that Jesus Christ is showing, in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses already speaks about this love.
我们现在看回来生命记第七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
神他的一个特质, 我们一定要知道。
And so a unique quality of God we need to understand.
也就是说我们需要知道我们所拜这位神除了他是独一之外, 我们要认为他是爱。
And so other than knowing that our God is the one true God, we also need to know that our God is love.
第七章第九节,
chapter 7 verse 9.
所以你要知道主你的神他是神，是信实的，向爱他守他诫命的人守约施慈爱直到千代。
Verse 9, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commandments.
这里说要知道这位神他是信实的神，向爱他的人要给他们慈爱直到现在永永远远的爱。
And it tells us that here that God is a faithful God and that he will keep his covenant and mercy and love, with for those who love him.
那这个爱的神呢，他 其实用拣选了以色列百姓，这个民族来预备耶稣基督来到人间所要施行的爱。
And so, through God's this God of love, chose the Israelite people to show later on produce Jesus Christ to show us love.
也就是说，神他对人的爱，他有一个次序，要怎么表达出来？
And so for God, there is a method for how to show this love.
其实我们从圣经里面看到说，今天我们如果眼睛张开看到这些神所创造的阳光、空气、雨水，这个美好的世界，其实就在显明神的爱了。And
so when, if we open our eyes and we look at the sunshine and the air, these are all things are that show God's love.
其实这些神的创造是你只要有一点这个良心的人，其实 没有办法否认这是神的创造。
And if we're able to Just look at what God has created.
从我们的良心里面。
From our conscience.
就是说，这个不然这个世界，这个美好的地球是怎么来的？
Because how else can we explain how this world came to be?
怎么会这么有规律？
Why is there order?
这个其实就是一个神的创造。
Because this is something that God created.
但是这是每一个人 都应该要了解的一个事实、啊、
However, this is a truth that we all need to understand.
但是对神所拣选的百姓来说
，However, for God's chosen people,
他还要了解一个很重要的神的爱的道理，就是神的拣选。
We need to understand another aspect of God's love is God choosing.
神他特选了亚伯拉罕。
God specifically chose Abraham.
然后对他的子孙施慈爱。
And show love to his descendants.
所以我们现在看第四章三十七节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 37.
申命记四章三十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 37.
因为他爱你的列祖，所以拣选他们的后裔，用大能亲自领你出了埃及。
37. And because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their descendants after them, and he brought you out of Egypt.
他爱你们的列祖哦，所以他现在把你们从为奴之地领出来了。
And so, he loved your fathers, and therefore he brought you out of where you were originally.
也就是说，你们现在是被神所拣选的，属神的人了。
And so it's telling them that they were chosen by God.
哦，那这个有关于神的拣选，在第十章，我们现在看第十章哈。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
第十章看第十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 15.
他说主。但喜悦你的列祖爱他们，从万民中拣选他们的后裔，就是你们，像今日一样。
Verse 15, the Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and He chose their descendants after them, you above all peoples that it is.
这两节圣经都在强调神的爱透过拣选来表达。
And these two verses are both talking about that through God's love, He chose them.
你看，神爱你们的列祖之后，他就拣选你们，从埃及地把你们领出来了哈。
And because God loved your fathers, then He chose you to take you out of Egypt.
那这个拣选你们，你们现在是属神的，那你们现在在这个埃及当奴隶很痛苦，所以现在神要把你救出来。
And so because God chose you, and He saw that you were suffering in Egypt, He chose to deliver you.
所以现在这个爱啊，它又具体的说明是把你救出来了。
And so, for God, this to show them that God's love is His deliverance.
好，所以七章的，你看第七章看第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 6.
第七章第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
因为你是归主你神为圣洁的民、啊、所以主你的神从地上的万民中拣选你、啊、特作自己的子民。
Verse 6, For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
第七节说
Verse 7,
神专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
7. The Lord did not set his love on you nor chose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all the peoples.
第八节，只因为主爱你们，又因为要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们 出来，从为奴之家救赎你们脱离埃及王法老的手。
8. But because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
你看这三节圣经一直在强调神他的爱透过拣选透过救赎把让你们离开埃及地。
And so these three verses are talking about that through God's love and for him having to chose the people that he was able to deliver them.
他专爱你们。
He truly loved the people.
救你们离开为奴之家。
And he delivered them from Egypt.
所以你看，这个神他是爱，他看到人的受苦，他不会不管的。
And so God is love, and when he sees people suffering, he will not ignore it.
好，那现在神这样爱，神这样子爱我们呢？
And so, because God loves us,
所以摩西哦，他在跟百姓讲这个有关神的爱的时候，他现在反过来一定要求百姓，既然神这样爱你们，你一定要去爱神。
And so, because God showed this love to his people, Moses in turn tells the people that because of God's love, you need to in turn show love to God.
那你如果爱神，绝对不会损失。
And if you love God, you will not be at a loss.
因为神一定会向你施慈爱，然后又爱你直到千代。
Because God will love you and all your descendants.
你看第五章啊，在第五章在讲这个神的诫命的时候。
And in chapter 5, and when it's talking about God's commandments.
第五章的第十节啊。
Chapter 5, verse 10.
这里说，你要爱我，守我诫命的，我就向他发慈爱，直到千代。
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 10. But showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments.
这里在讲说不要拜偶像。如果我们真的能够敬拜独一的神，又爱神的话，那他向我们施慈爱。他说：“直到千代，就是永永远远不会改变的爱。”
And here it's talking about worshiping idols. So we're able to truly love the God, then God will show us love to the thousands.
那神的给我们这个爱哦，事实上是很具体。当时候摩西对百姓在讲这个爱的时候，讲得很深入。
So God, when Moses is talking to the people about God's love, he spoke about very deeply.
他要怎样？他神要怎么样来爱那些爱他的人呢？
How will God show His love to His people?
现在看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
七章十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 12.
他说：“如果你们果然听从这些典章，谨守遵行主你神，就必照他向你列祖所起的誓，守约施慈爱。”
Verse 12. Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep them and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers.
第十三节。
13.
他必爱你，赐福给你，使你人数增多，也必在他向你列祖起誓应许给你的地上，赐福给你身所生的，地所产的，并你的五谷、新酒和油，以及牛犊、羊羔。
13. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock.
第十四节说，你必要蒙福胜过万民，你们的男女没有不生养的，牲畜没有不能生育的。
14. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock.
十五节。神必使一切的恶疾离开你，并正离开你。你所知道埃及各样的恶疾，他 不加在你的身上，只加在一切恨你的人身上。
15. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but will lay them on all the people who hate you.
你看这里这个讲这个神对爱他人所赐的福了。
And so these are the blessings that God will give to those who love Him.
我们不管是我们的 家人，我们整个、生活，我们的土地，所有一切属我们的都蒙福。
And so not only our family, but also our land and all the people around us will receive blessings.
胜过万民。
And for
就是比万民更多，没有哪一个民族可以得到这么多的爱的。
And so it will be above any other kingdom.
然后没有。就是那些病症啊，就是有一些这个疾病，别人会发生的，你大可放心，不会发生在你身上。
And so even on any diseases that might happen to other kingdoms of people will not happen to you.
就是被神所爱的人，这些疾病不临到他身上。
And so because the people that God loves, these diseases will not be upon them.
你看他就是你什么事都蒙福，又身体健康，又众生喜乐。
And anything that they do will be blessed, and they will have joy.
所以神他的特质就是爱。
And so God's uniqueness is love.
你看神他的爱啊，但后来在第十章的第十七节。
And in for God to show His love, in chapter 10, verse 17.
这位神啊，第十七节说：“主你的神，他是万神之神，万主之主。”至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，不受贿赂，为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱济饥的，是给他们衣食。
17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes.
你看这个神呢，他的那个特质，他怜爱那个济饥的，赐给他衣食。
And we can see that in this verse that God shows no partiality.
给寄居的就是给那些 sojourner.
And he'll give to those who are sojourners.
就是在那些 stranger, 就是那些外来的人啊，包括那些在百姓当中啊，当做客旅那些人，神都爱他们。
And even those that are visitors among the Israelite people, God will show love to them.
所以我们要知道，他说你要知道神是爱，神的爱的特质。
And so we need to know that God is love and His specialty in love.
今天我们也要知道神主耶稣基督是爱。
And so even today we need to know that God is love.
所以我们如果在读圣经，我们就看到圣经一直在强调主耶稣基督他的爱。
And so in the Bible always emphasizes the love of Jesus Christ.
在约翰一书里面特别强调神就是爱。
And in 1 John it specifically talks about that God is love.
如果我们没有我们失落了这个爱的特质，那么我们就不是真正爱拜神的人。
And without this love, then we are not truly people who worship God.
一个人如果真正认识神也爱神，他一定会什么事情都会考虑到别人的好处，不会只有顾掉自己。
And for a person who truly knows and loves God, then they will show love and care about others, not just themselves.
因为我们会知道神的这个心呢。
Because we will know God's heart.
所以摩西提醒百姓，你今日当知道神的爱。
So Moses reminds the people that today you need to know God's love.
第三个要知道的事情。
The third thing that the Israelite people must know.
看第八章。
Let's turn to chapter 8.
生命记第八章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2.
第八章二节说，你也要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你的心内如何。肯守他的诫命不肯。
Verse 2, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
好，跳过去看第五节。
Let's jump to verse 5.
你当心里思想主你的神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
Verse 5, you should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord chastens you.
这里在讲说你要心里要思想，其实这个思想就是你要知道。
And so it says you should know in your heart, which means that you need to
understand.
那
所以这里在讲说有关于他们在旷野的时候，神试验他们、苦练他们这个用心呢。神像一个父亲要在教养他的儿女这个用心，人要知道。
And so, For Israelite people to wander in the wilderness for 40 years, God is trying to teach them.
所以你看神用让他们饥饿，让他们口渴，让他们遇到艰难，要来训练他们的心，真的能够让他们了解说其实我们对神的那个信靠还是不足。
And so God allowed them to hunger and to receive manna and to thirst, so to let them, to train them and to let them know that they need God.
连他们还不知道， and, 还没有办法完全信靠神的带领呢。
And that they're not able to completely
不知道神的，没办法信靠神，他们对神没有信心。
Oh, and that to let them know that they do not have complete faith in God.
也就是说，当他们碰到困难的时候，他们就怀疑神的爱。
And so that because whenever they encounter a difficulty, they doubt God's love.
所以你今日就要知道，你应当要知道神的这个用心良苦啊，他是对你们的，对你们的爱，才给你这些管教，就是要让你们真的对他更有信心呢。
And so the difficulties they encounter in the wilderness is God's showing them and to discipline them.
所以你看，当一个人他如果懂得神的爱，那他就会知道，其实神他所做的一切都是为了他的百姓的好。
And so if a person understands God's love, then he know that whatever God does is for the good of the people.
所以我们今天你看一样的，我们要知道神的作为，神的用心。
So today we need to also know God's training and His work.
有时候神让我们遇到一些患难的时候，其实是目的是要训练我们的。
And so sometimes God has us encounter trials, which is to train us.
那有时候我们遇到困苦的时候，是因为我们对神做了不应该做的事，就是惹神发怒，所以神要管教我们，让我们可以醒悟。
And sometimes we encounter difficulty is because God is telling us that we did something wrong so that we can come to repent.
所以圣经里面在讲这个神啊，他特别在摩西所写的这个律法里面， 他有时候用一个字眼，就是像父亲管教儿子一样的。你看这个第五节就是讲像父亲管教儿子一样的。
And many times in the Bible, it describes God as a father who is disciplining his children, and like in verse 5.
因为我们是神属神的，所以神要我们变好。
So because we belong to God, so God wants us to become better.
如果我们做错，神绝对不会不管。
If we do something wrong, God will not ignore it.
我们现在看希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第五节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5.
十二章第五节说：“你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可以灰心。”因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打反所收纳的儿子。
Verse 5, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to his sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. Verse 6, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives.
这一段经上的话，吩咐你们的话，这个是从箴言第三章里面引出来的。
And so these words come from the book of Deuteronomy.
箴言
Proverbs
啊，箴言第三章。那现在看第七节。
And so let us look at verse 7.
他说：“你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？”
Verse 7. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten?
第八节。
Verse 8.
那管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子了。
Verse 8, but you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons.
哦，你想想这里在讲，神他管教儿子，因为如果儿子做错，父亲一定管教，因为他们是神所生的，不是狮子，所以神不会不管。
And so, as God's children or and his sons, then if a son does something wrong, then the father will not ignore it, and so we are not partakers.
所以我们今天要知道。神的这些作为 管教的事情
So today we need to understand the works of God and his chastising.
那当时候那个摩西啊，他在讲这些神的作为的时候，他一再重复提出了当时候百姓不管是在旷野或在什么地方，他们惹神发怒那个事实。
And so when as Moses is speaking to the people and talking about God's chastising, he recalls many a times when the Israelite people made God angry.
他们惹神发怒哈。
And they made God's wrath.
我们现在看生命记第九章。
Let's turn to
生命记
Deuteronomy.
九章第二十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 22。
你看他现在讲，他提出几个重点，就是说他们应该，他们都记住的，他现在把它点出来而已了。
And so these are all things that they remember, but Moses picks these specific events out.
哦，他其实第九章里面，他最重要提出的就是他们当初铸造金牛犊这个。把这个牛犊当神来拜，这个最大的错误。第一件事情。
In Deuteronomy chapter 9, he specifically talks about the golden calf.
好，然后接下来从第二十二节你看。
And starting from verse 22,
他说：“你们在他贝拉，在玛撒，在基波罗哈他瓦，又惹神发怒。”
Verse 22, also at Taberah, Massa, and Kibroth Hatva, you provoked the Lord to wrath.
第二十三节讲到，神打发你们离开加迪斯巴尼亚的时候说，这个就是他们当初去窥探迦南地回来的时候所发生的事情。
Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, so this is when they went to go look at the land of Canaan.
他们回来之后，他们不信服神，不听从神的话。
And so when they returned, they did not have faith in God.
所以那个他贝拉，你们在他贝拉这件事情，就在民数记第十一章。有火，因为他们发怨言，所以有火在他们中间出现。
And in Taberah, it records in the book of Numbers that that there was fire that came between them.
哦，这第十一章的事情。
And in chapter 11.
那这个玛撒就是出埃及记第十七章，在那个地方他们发怨言，所以那个没有水喝，口渴的时候发怨言，这个 磐石出水的事情。
And at Massa in the in records that in the book of Exodus that that is when they complain that there's no water and that's when the water came out of the came from the rock.
那这个基罗啊基伯罗哈他瓦这个地方就是民数记第十一章所记载的，他们那在那个地方想要吃肉啊，所以那里那些贪心的人都死掉了，坟墓了。
And Kibroth Hattaavah is talking about the incident when, in Numbers, when the people wanted to eat meat, and all the greedy people died that time.
对，这个就是这几个地点哦，特别提出了都是他们惹神发怒的一些过去的事件。
And these three locations are all places where they provoked the Lord to wrath.
所以他说要记住，你要一定要知道你当初怎么惹神发怒这些事情，要做警惕，不要再重犯了。
And so he's telling the people to remember these so that they do not repeat the same mistakes.
好，这个是第三件要知道的事情。
And this is the third that they think that they need to know.
第四件看生命记第九章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 9.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你今日当知道，主你的神在你前面过去，如同烈火，要灭绝他们，将他们制服在你面前。这样你就要照主所说的赶出他们，使他们速速灭亡。
Verse 3, therefore understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes before you as a consuming fire. He'll destroy them and bring them down before you, so you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you.
这里说你要知道，你看现在神要把这个迦南七族的人，这个都是又高又大的人，把他们赶出去。
And here, in this verse, it says that the Lord is going to and cast out all of the Canaanites that are living there.
那这些人被赶出去，第四节说
，And all of these people that they are chasing out，
你心里面不要说神把这个将我们领进来得这地是因我的意，其实神将他们从你面前赶出去是因他们的恶。
Verse 4, do not think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess the land, but it is because of the wickedness of the nation that the Lord is driving them out before you.
第五节
，Verse 5。
你进去得他们的地，并不是因为你的义，也不是因你心里正直，乃是因为这个些国民的恶。主你神将他们从你面前赶出去，又因为主要坚定他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示所应许的话。
Five, it is not because of your righteousness, the uprightness of your heart, that you go in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God drives them out before you, and that he may fulfill the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
好，第六节，再讲一次，你当知道，主你神将这个美地赐给你为业，并不是因为你的义，你本是应着景象的百姓。
Six, therefore understand that the Lord your God is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people.
所以现在这几节圣经他特别提出来，他要提醒百姓要知道神是厌恶恶的那个圣洁的神。
And so in these verses it is I'm telling the people that God is a God who hates wickedness.
就是说今天迦南地的这些百姓他们所犯的恶在神面前已经不能再容忍了。
And so because the sins and the wickedness of the Canaanite people, God can no longer ignore it.
神现在要把他们灭绝。
God is going to destroy them.
那所以百姓现在进去承受这个地为业的时候，不能够认为说是因为我好，我在神面前有价值，所以神把我领进来承受这地为业。
And so the Israelite people cannot think that it's because of their righteousness and their goodness that they are able to receive this land.
所以要了解神是厌恶罪恶的神。
And however, to understand that God is a God that detests wickedness.
当世代这些迦南地的百姓，他们到底做了什么恶啊？
And for these people that are already living in the land of Canaan, what kind of wickedness have they been doing?
如果我们查考出埃及记，你就会发现很重要的一件事情，他们拜偶像。
And if we look in the book of Exodus, the biggest sin that they commit is that they worship idols.
如果看利未记十八章，你就会发现那个地充满淫乱。
And if we look at in Leviticus chapter 18, we know that there's a lot of impurity going on.
淫乱。
Corruption.
Adultery.
Oh, adultery.
然后他们里面有很多那个邪恶的风俗 custom。
Oh, and they have many evil customs.
就是从利未记第十九章看到，他们很多很多事情啊，把那个儿女啊， 当作祭物献给他们的偶像。
And in Leviticus chapter 19, they even sacrificed their own children to their idols.
很多教鬼的、行邪术的、法术的这些惹神厌恶的这些传统。
And there are many evil customs that they have.
所以现在神摩西特别提醒百姓，你要知道，神把这些人灭绝是因为他们的恶，不是因为你的好，所以你要知道 你自己本身也不是好到哪里去的。
So Moses is reminding the people that God is destroying them because of their wickedness and not because of your goodness.
所以你要知道，其实不是因为你好，你本来是谁呢？他说你本来就是应着景象的百姓。
And Moses said to them that you actually are a stiff-necked people.
哦，所以这个就是你们的特质嘛，对不对？
And this is your characteristic.
啊，其实神一再在提出说百姓是硬着景象的。
And so, God repeatedly tells them that they are stiff-necked people.
哦，当时候这些百姓啊，常常没办法得到神的教导，就是神一再的处罚他们，可能他们都不会醒悟。
And many times, even though God may punish them over and over again, they do not understand the lesson that God is trying to teach them.
所以当时候摩西哦，他很感慨啊。
And so, at that time, Moses was very,
就是他觉得很可惜，但你们这些人到底是谁啊？
And was very,
我们看九章二十四节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 24.
九章二十四节说，自从我认识你们以来，你们常常悖逆神。
Verse 24, you have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you.
也就是说，我再怎么打都不会得到教训。
And to say that no matter how God punishes them, they do not learn.
就是。常常就是这样向神发怨言，惹神 发怒。
And so they are people that always complain and provoke God to wrath.
所以现在，摩西提醒百姓，你们当知道，你们其实本来也是这样子应着景象的。
And so Moses wants to remind the people that they are actually stiff-necked people.
所以你现在要了解，神其实是厌恶罪恶。
And so they need to understand that God is a God that hates wickedness.
现在这个迦南地的居民所犯的这些错误，你绝对不要再重犯了。
And so to remind them that the evil that the people in the land of Canaan do, they must not do.
他们如果愿意遵行神的，你们如果愿意遵行神的这些律例、诫命、典章，你们一定可以成为圣洁的国民、祭司的国度。
And if you're able to follow the commandment of God, then you can become a holy nation.
所以现在接下来要怎么办？你要做什么呢
？And so what can they do?
我们现在看第九章。
Let's turn to chapter 9.
第九章，我们第十章，对不起，第十章。
Chapter 10.
第十章。第十九节
verse 19，
第十九，第十六节，对不起，十六节
verse 16，
十六节说，所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不可以再硬着景象。
16, therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer.
你看这里，我们中文说把心里的污秽除掉，其实在原来的在原来希伯来里面，就是在心里要行割礼。
And therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart.
就是说。这个里面心里面藏的那些污秽恶毒这些神所不喜悦的这些杂质啊，要把它排除啊。
And so all the evil and things in your heart you need to get rid of.
不可以再硬着景象，就是不可以再违背神，不可以再不听神的话了。
And to no longer be stiff-necked or to be rebellious against God.
因为如果我们知道神是厌恶罪恶的。
Because if we know that God is a God that hates wickedness,
所有的罪恶在神面前不能站立。如果今天我们没有排除罪恶，我们一样不能够在这个迦南地长久居住了。
Then all the sin and is still in our hearts, and they are not able to live in the land of Canaan.
哦，所以现在今日你要知道
，So you need to know this today.
神他其实是厌恶罪恶的神，一定要成为圣洁，你一定要成为圣洁。
And so God is a God that hates wickedness, so you need to become holy.
这是神。对我们的要求。
And this is what God requires of us.
因为他是公义的神，圣洁的神。
Because God is a righteous and holy God.
这位神是独一的。
And he is the one true God.
他又是很慈爱有怜悯的神。
And he is a God of love and mercy.
那这么一个神哦，他说你一定要好好的把他抓住。
And this God we need to hold on to.
所以我们最后看第九章的第十章的第二十节。
Lastly, let's look at chapter 10, verse 20.
说你要敬畏主你的神，侍奉他，专靠他，且要指着他的名起誓。
Verse 20, you shall fear the Lord your God and shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name.
21节说，他是你所赞美的，是你的神，为你做了那大而可畏的事，是你亲眼所看见的。
21, he is your praise and he is your God who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen.
这里说你要敬畏神，要侍奉他，要专靠他。
You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast.
这个所谓的专靠他。
And what does it mean to hold fast?
其实就是要黏着他了，就是要就好像你跟神黏在一起，把他贴住一样。
And it is like you are stuck together with God.
啊，那个这个黏住神哦，你要专把这个神哦，把他黏着哦。他用一个字眼，如果我们看创世纪的第34章第三节。创世纪的34章第三节。
And if we in this stuck together, if you look at Genesis chapter 34, verse 3.
但是那个是在讲，他在讲那个啊，三十四章的第三节是那个事件呢、哦，他的心呢、哦，纪念雅各的女儿底拿。
And so, and verse,
喜爱这个女子。
And verse chapter 30, Genesis chapter 34, verse 3, is talking about Shechem, who was strongly attached to Jacob's daughter Dinah.
这个就是像那个爱，你看那个底那个事件，他那个爱那个底拿那个心，然后把他被他黏着，啊，没有他活不下去的那种情形。
And it is like he is so attached to her that and that without her he would die.
这是同一个字，在希伯来文的里面，这是同一个字，就是专靠他，这个靠的意思就是这样子。
And so in Hebrew these two words are the same.
所以我们现在他说要侍奉神，要黏住神，我们的心要跟神黏在一起。
And so we need to hold on to him and for us to be stuck to God.
贴上去一样啊
like stuck on、
哦啊、那个这个字眼的意思在生命记里面、哦、就像那个疾病贴在你身上一样，黏在你身上分不开。
And it is stuck on and you cannot separate them、
哦、所以其实在生命记的28章那里特别讲到那个疾病黏在你身上，那个跟这个专靠的一样的字眼，意思就是你身上有病了、啊，这个病在你的身上，黏在你身上一样。
It's like when a sickness is in your body.
哦，所以今天我们要专靠神。
And we need to hold fast to God.
就是要让我们跟神真的黏在一起。
And so that we can truly be stuck together with God.
他是我们应该赞美的。
And He is God that we are to praise.
他是我的神。
And He is our God.
这个就是当时候摩西对百姓说：“你们今日就要知道这个事实，就要下这个决心。”
And this is what Moses tells the people that you shall know this today.
愿我们都能够知道这些这么最重要的道理，也能够专心爱神，跟神连在一起。
And so may we all know this in our hearts, and we can continue to rely on God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn
144首。
144.